I have been to the bottom. I've been to that place where it feels like survival is only for other people. Like life is coming at you from every angle with vicious intent, hoping to carve you up and sacrifice you on the altar of shame and indignity. I've been in the desert, searching for a fountain, only to find that the one I longed to drink from was all dried up. I've been there. And so have you. So have all of you in your own ways. Standing at the edge of the breaking point, only to be shoved from behind, plunging headlong into an abyss of despair. And there has been one thing above all else that has kept me from shutting my eyes and just waiting for the end. Hope. For the whole human race, sure. But my hope, the hope that I have met on the cross. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain that is through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. This new and living way opened up for us, this new life, the possibility of true life in the midst of the ordinary. The possibility of true life in the midst of the extraordinarily difficult days that we all endure. The one who has made meaning of meaninglessness, who has lifted up the lowly from cowering face down in the dirt. The one who declared, "It is finished," and breathed his last. That one is Jesus. May you find him now, or better yet, may you realize that you have already been found by him. In my darkest hours, when I was locked in a dance with devils that looked an awful lot like my own designs, when, let's face it, my own worst enemy was no devil out there, but was the face of the one staring back in the mirror, even then I was carried by the love of he who bore my infirmities and carried my diseases. When I collapsed amidst the ruins of my own warpath, he was there, curing me with the medicine of his own blood. One of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. It is he, the one who spent himself for our sake, spent himself for the sake of the world, gave himself up for us, not out of vengeance or resentment, and especially not out of the need to satiate some vengeful, petty god. It is he and he alone who can take the million little pieces of our shattered lives and make the most beautiful mosaic. Do you know this power? Do you know this to be more than just a story? This was a power that was exercised not by might, but by humility and weakness. The power that came not from the strong force of an untouchable God, but from the weak force of a God whose body was touched first by whips and thorns and nails, and then in his death handled with grace and affection by disciples who tended the wounds of the one who tended the wounds of the world. Do you know this power? For this power, it's meant for you. It's meant for the whole world, yes, and for everyone in it, but I don't really care about them right now. Right now, today, in this place, in this moment, set the world aside. Even if everyone else throughout all of human history would turn their faces from the crucified one. And if you, and you alone, would be the only one to see in Jesus the life and health of the whole world, I still believe he would have embraced the cross. For you, he suffered. For you, he died. For you, he emptied himself that you might be filled with his life. So maybe you came here today on your darkest day. Maybe the face staring at you in the mirror this morning looked like your own worst enemy. And maybe you have found yourself at a fountain that was bone dry and you just don't know where to look next. On that note, I confess that I am compelled by something beyond myself to say to you, this is not the end. 2 years ago today, I sobered up. I am proof that there's something in this story that works. It's a weird bit of liturgical business that my AA birthday happens to fall on Good Friday. But God, it feels really good. Because when I get to feeling like, oh man, this darkness is winning, I get to look at the mirror and not see my own worst enemy, but get to see the face of someone restored. Whatever you're going through, it's not the end. Because someone else is bearing your infirmities and curing your diseases. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. But let us hold fast to not just a confession of our hope, but to the cross on which our hope is most fully revealed. Standing toe-to-toe and face-to-face with monsters and maladies and any kind of maleficence that is going to seek to pull you down, you will not be abandoned. You will not be forgotten. We are not left to suffer, even if the suffering is by our own hand. We are joined in our lack, in our pain, in our despair. We're joined in our depression and in our addiction and in our callousness. We're joined in our ignorance and our prejudice, in our rejection. We are joined in all of this by the one who humbled himself into humiliation so that we can have a chance at tasting how good life can be when these shackles that bind us are shattered. Beloved, do you know this power? Do you know this power that was exercised not by might, but by humility and weakness? The power that came not from a strong force of an untouchable God, perhaps the kind of power that we have expected and continue to expect, but from the weak force of a God whose body was touched by whips, nails, and thorns. Do you know it? Because really and truly, without exaggeration or deceit, it is for you. Amen.